Storm is upon us. Welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Last night I finished Pale Blue Eye, directed by Scott Cooper, Christian Bale, Harry Mayling, Gillian Anderson, just to name a few. Really great, great cast. I finished it. I loved it. The critics didn't love it, and that's fine. As I've always said on this podcast, fuck the critics, because you are your own interpreter of what's good and what's not good. I absolutely loved it, and I was talking to a friend about it, and yeah, it moves slow at first, but then it hits you in such a magnificent way. And but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And there's a really great reveal. And here's the two main actors, Christian Bale and Harry Melling.
You know, this kind of like dark gothic murder mystery kind of thing, that's got to be a really fun genre for you both to get to play in as actors, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the atmosphere of this, the way it looks, the work of the DP Marcia, it's as much of a character as any of the actual, you know, people in the film. It's just superb, and yeah, I loved it. That was a big part of why I wanted to make this.
Not the case for you as well, Harry?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole landscape of the film, the gothic nature, just how cold and brutal it looked. I really feel that you get a sense of that every single frame of this film, the sort of harsh reality of what these characters are living through.
Yeah. And just, yeah, you sing about the DP just before, and just, yeah, that was one of my big takeaways, was kind of, you know, the darkness and the wintriness and how just moody and atmospheric the whole thing is. And just, did that kind of come through onto the set as well? Did you kind of get that atmosphere while you were shooting it? Was that kind of a revelation when you sat down and watched it for the first time?
Well, it's always a revelation for me, just the beauty of Marcel's work. You know, we made Out of the Furnace and Hostiles together, and now Pale Blue Eye, it's just incredible. So there was a sense of it on the set, but nothing like the magic that you actually see, you know, in the film.
And I wanted to tap into that. I mean, you've got Christian Bale playing the detective and Harry Melling playing Mr. Edgar Allan Poe. But yeah, the cinematography is the main character of the film. Beautifully done. Now, yes, it is award season, and whether it does or not, this really deserves to be nominated. It is so well done. Cinematographer, I want to single him out. He really should win. I thought it was beautifully done. I mean, my second favorite to the cinematography was The Northman, of course.
Masanobu Takeuchi.
That is the director of cinema... Cinematography, directed by Scott Cooper, screenplay by Scott Cooper, based on The Pale Blue Eye by Louis Bainard. I really feel that. Okay, I want to say his name right. This is a really great actor. He was in The Queen's Gambit, Harry Potter.
Harry Melling.
He really should be nominated for playing Edgar Allan Poe, as should Christian Bale for playing Landor. I absolutely love this film. And then Gillian Anderson, who plays this very eccentric, mysterious character. Robert Duvall, Robert Duvall is in his 90s now. And yeah, he doesn't do many films. He really doesn't. He says he's still working. So it's like, shit. That's crazy. That's crazy. This is part two of The Pale Blue Eye. And just the takeaway from it. The cinematography is just winterly feeling. And I literally wrapped myself in a blanket and watched it. And then the power went out as I was finishing it. And so I finished it. Thank you, Data. through Netflix. And I absolutely loved it. I can't stop thinking about it. I want to revisit it. And I want to watch it again. With Christian Bale, it's always... That really is a state-of-the-art performance. Each time he does something on screen, whether you like it or not, it is really well done. And Harry Melling, oh my goodness. I found myself Googling Edgar Allan Poe. I've always been aware of his work. Edgar Allan Poe's work, I think, has been really overly dissected. I think if you were to find it out for yourself, to read it, he died at 40. He was so young when he died. But this film doesn't focus on that. This film focuses on the detectiveness, the detectives of this film, and also literature in 1830 New York, upstate New York, to be exact, West Point. Yes. So it was atmospherically amazing. But with a really good cast. And I wasn't finished with it when I recorded last night, and I thought, because I knew I'd loved it. I already knew in the middle of it that I was gonna talk about it again. And I've read some very unflattering reviews, and that's the thing with reviewers. Reviewers, I think sometimes they have vendettas, and I think they overly dramatize what they really want. I don't think they know what they really want or how we pay attention to them, like the whole Rolling Stone singers and the controversy. Who cares? That's Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone hasn't been relevant in a long time. Just to tell you, oh my God, this film is just magnificent, and I love the look and the feel of it. And Augustus Landor, Christian Bale, and Harry Melling as Mr. Edgar Allan Poe, and a really great supporting cast. And if I can. There's not a lot of clips to play because this is a mysterious story.
Oh, Pod, are you Augustus Land?
I am.
Unless I'm mistaken, you've been tasked with solving the mystery surrounding Leroy Fry.
That's so. What might I do for you?
It is incumbent upon me and the honor of this institution to divulge some of the conclusions which I have reached.
Conclusions?
Regarding the late Mr. Fry.
I'd be most interested.
The man you're looking for is a poet.
See how mysterious it is. It's really, yeah. Yeah.
Variations, because we really want people to be able to enjoy this a second time, once they understand what was going on the first time, to be able to go back and see breadcrumbs that we left that were hints and clues throughout. And so we tested the boundaries of that, you know, and I would do some takes and Scott would say, that might have been a little too much, and others much more subtle, and then he really put it together like he was playing chess in the edit room. I did try to give...
And that's Christian Bale talking about, really, there's a trail of breadcrumbs to this film. There's Easter eggs. And the ending itself is very, very mysterious.
I wanted to film this in a way that felt almost black and white, but in color, so that it felt austere.
It's something that's absolutely gorgeous to look at, and if it's really bloody cold, it just feels more real.
It's just incredibly cinematic and stark and rich at the same time.
Every day you walk onto set and you're just stepping back in time.
The governor suggested you were a legend.
We're looking for someone.
Captain!
Intrigue and blame. It is a whodunit.
It's a fictional story about a series of murders that take place at West Point.
This was no prank, Mr. Landor.
Roy Fry's heart was carved from his chest.
The powers of B at West Point enlist a legendary constable to discreetly come and investigate these murders. And while investigating, he comes across a young cadet who has incredibly keen observational skills that the world would later come to know as Edgar Allan Poe.
The man you're looking for is a poet.
Landor is a very practical guy who has been accustomed to using his strength of character and force of will throughout his life.
Your reputation precedes you.
Poe's mentored by Landor in a very unexpected way.
They kind of form this friendship, this bond, and they help each other try and solve the case.
You say you found something.
I am pleased to report I have successfully decoded your message.
This is the third film that I've written expressly for Christian. He tends to embody my characters in ways that, frankly, others couldn't.
Where are the facts? Where are the simple facts? The truth!
Harry Melling, well beyond my imagination, bringing the Poe that I envisioned to life.
The heart is a symbol, or it is nothing.
I've just been so fortunate in this to be able to cast actors that I've long admired. Lucy Boynton and Gillian Anderson, Timothy Spall and Simon McBurney and Harry Lotte and Toby Jones and Robert Duvall.
The clerk left behind instructions for securing immortality.
Murder and blood and mystery and a lot of creepiness and dark woods. It kind of messes with your mind.
Nobody is who they seem to be.
Every time you think you know where the story is going, it kind of takes another left turn.
Is it true, Poe, that Detective Landor interrogated you about Fry?
It's something where you can have zero knowledge of Poe and just enjoy it for a detective thriller. If you are a Poe fan, holy crap, you know, this is just a goldmine.
Hell came the hot, thrashing flurry, black with hell, charnelled fury, leaving only that deathly pale blue eye.
And that's the behind the scenes of the pale blue eye. And I promised, as I always do at the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, that I would finish talking about what I started last night. So the production started in February of, or no, was it? Not February. Filming began in November of 2021. Was released to select cinemas on December 23rd, 2022, and released through streaming on January 6th, 2023. these reviewers, I'm reading them and I'm laughing because I'm not going to give them their whatever they want. So as we end tonight, Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, I wanted to wish a very happy birthday, wherever he is, Mr. David Bowie. And talk about a mysterious person and also Elvis. But this is the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. Unpleasant dreams. And stay safe in the storm.